Yesterday, the vigil of the lovely feast of the Exaltation of the Cross, I joined some of the pilgrims who arrived in a part of the Diocese of Nottingham. I could only walk with them one day. They had begun from cathedrals in the north and the south, the west and the east of England and Wales. It's part of the year of Jubilee with its focus on hope. So they were physically pilgrims of hope. Begin just by sharing a little bit of my experience of walking with them. There was prayer, there was singing, there was silence. And the silence was really important because it brought home to us all that there are two journeys at work. There is the physical journey of walking through areas, but also there is that inner journey in each of us of moving, of growing in our relationship with the Lord, in our relationship with others, in our relationship with the beauty of creation, with God behind it. So it was a wonderful experience. And as we arrived in the cathedral, they were welcomed in the hall with some refreshments. And then we gathered for time of prayer. The whole time of prayer was wonderful. It wasn't particularly long. But the highlight for me were the reflections. One person from the north, the south, the west, and the east came forward and shared reflections on their journey. Some had walked for as long as 15 days, others for a shorter period of time. And it really moved me tremendously to hear their reflections. They rejoiced that strangers had become friends because as they began their journey, they didn't necessarily know each other. And so over the course of their pilgrimage, they grew to know and love and care for each other. A simple example of care was, even on my day only of walking with them, there was a point where I, as everyone else, was asked, how are the blisters? How are you doing? Dodgy knees were looked after, strapped up, supported. It was not only faith in action, but it was love in action. So I was very, very moved by those reflections as they gave God thanks for the journey, the physical journey, and also the inner journey as they had grown closer to the Lord. All the way along in their pilgrimage, they prayed for the people in the area they were walking through. So it was something not self-indulgent, but something for the country of England and the country of Wales, that as countries we might open our hearts more and more to God and to the difference that he makes in our lives. They were silent but powerful witnesses to that. And they also spoke of the people they met along the way who asked them, what are you doing? And were surprised and actually grateful that the groups were doing this, praying for the country, praying for England, praying for Wales. So there was a receptivity to what they were doing too, which is so encouraging. It just reminds that there are so many people out there who are searching. And as Christians, committed Christians, we know that what they're searching for, they will find in God, the crucified and the risen Lord. Today, Sunday, the feast of the triumph of the cross, we are celebrating that. That what seems an instrument of torture and of death, which it is, the crucifixion, was for Jesus also the means by which he demonstrated his love for all the world and all the people within the world. And on the cross, he demonstrated physically the willingness to die out of love for us and for all humanity.
What is the purpose of the pilgrimage?
It is a personal thing. I would imagine each of the people on the pilgrimages from the various points, north, south, east and west, would have their own reason for being on that pilgrimage. It was a pilgrimage in this Jubilee year of hope to express in a physical way and to deepen on that journey everyone's, each of the pilgrims, their love for the Lord and their desire to grow in that love along the way in times of silence, to search their hearts for God, to look at any obstacles that there may be in their lives that's preventing God from being fully the God of love and of hope and encouragement that God wants to be for each of us. Each would have their own reasons or motives, but each gladly accepted the idea of pilgrimage being a time when we can be still, and through walking, I love walking, and in walking I find peace. I love the countryside. In walking through the countryside, I love the beauty there, and behind the beauty I find God. And through creation, I'm helped sometimes to open my heart more to the God behind that beauty. At the end of our prayer service on Saturday, the vigil of the Feast of the Exaltation, I was delighted to be able to announce to everyone gathered that we had received from Pope Leo a blessing on the pilgrimage, and particularly on all the people who had taken part. And it was a pleasure and a delight to everyone present in St. Barnabas Cathedral when I called up Dr. Phil McCarthy, the organizer, the initiator of this pilgrimage of hope, to present him with that papal blessing. People were delighted, surprised, and found it so fitting that Phil McCarthy should receive it on behalf of everyone. It was a great initiative, and it brought together so many people. Not everyone was able to walk the whole distances, but people joined along the way. And those who weren't able to join, joined in through offering hospitality. All of the reflections spoke about the warm hospitality they had received from people who put them up, who offered them food and so on. So most certainly, I think it's a great initiative. It brings people together, and it's a gentle form of evangelization, of just reaching out to people. Even as we walked through, even as we sheltered in the tunnel in Nottingham, because the rain was truly heavy, people sheltering there said, who are you? What are you doing? And it was an opportunity gently to explain. One guy said, you must be nuts. but others were appreciative and wanted to ask a few more questions. So it's a very, very gentle way. I mean, as a walker, when we come across walkers, we always stop for a moment just to chat and say hello and talk about the weather and where we've begun our walk from. It's a gentle way of reaching out to other people.